paying a cleaning fee, why do they have to clean up before they leave? Hello, welcome back to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I am your host, Lynn, the friendly black hottie. And today I'm sipping on some peppermint tea with some almond milk creamer, just chef's kiss. Like, usually I use condensed milk, but you know, I'm trying to cut back on my sugar. I add a little bit of honey, but almond milk creamer, like, I just started using it and it is nice. So I'm trying to do the podcast like twice a week, like trying to do episodes Monday and Wednesday. And this one will come out on Thursday morning. And when I say Thursday morning, like 5 o'clock in the morning, just switching up editing, all that stuff. But yes, Monday and Wednesday we'll drop the episodes, because I feel like certain things just, they just need their own spotlight. And it's also nice for me because it puts me back in my, like, just in my editing mode. And I can put that on my resume too. So lately I've been trying different things for, like, different holistic things, if that makes sense, for, like, just anything. Like, oh, if I have a headache, if I have a backache, I know I take collagen for my joints. I heard it was good for your joints. And since I'm lifting and working out, which is a lot of my body, the collagen helps as well. I need to take some. I haven't taken any in a week, but the collagen helps. So one thing I try to do for my anxiety, I try to take a herbal syrup. It's supposed to, like, calm you down and I guess help you focus. So so it's in a droplet form, all right? So it's in a droplet, like, you squeeze it and the liquid comes up. I only took one droplet and I went on about my day. I had went to this beauty supply store in East Point to get some laundry detergent that I'm trying out. And then I went about my day with other activities as well. And plus it was extra hot too. So I felt so, I want to say dizzy, but like I needed to sit down. And when I came home, I laid down and then my head just started, like, my head felt heavy. So I'm like, okay. But it's not as bad as when I tried it out the first time. Like the first time I tried it out, I think I took like 6 drops. Just do, 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 do. Man, you talk about somebody was on moon. I'm like, oh no, like the thing is advertised for children. And I'm like, bro, I'm an adult and I'm going through some shit. Like, people be giving this up to their children. Like, oh hell no. Like, of course I would still take it because, you know, some days you just need, that. Sometimes yoga don't help. Sometimes working out don't boost your mood. And sometimes even get 8 to 10 hours of sleep doesn't help. So I'm going to still do the one droplet, but I'll have to do that in the evening time, because trying to take it and then go about my day like how I normally do, I couldn't do it. Like, I felt like I was losing in it and stuff. But there will be no small shout out this episode. I got to collect the tings. Okay, so I want to talk about Airbnbs real quick, because I mean they've always been popular. They're supposed to replace like hotels and supposed to give you a cheaper, better experience. But these niggas are losing their mind, okay? And many people said that this will eventually happen, where things that are supposed to replace and make stuff cheaper kind of be doing the most. So to start with the Airbnbs, there was plenty of discussion and arguments about how Airbnbs are better than hotels, how it's more comfortable. And then there was people complaining about the fees and people doing too much. And it's kind of true, because if somebody's paying a cleaning fee, why do they have to clean up before they leave? Now, me, I'm not a messy person, you know. I try to make sure stuff is in order and whatnot. I try to take the sheets off the bed, because, you know, I've been laying there. But if you pay a fee to get stuff cleaned up and then you you get mad at the person for not cleaning up. Like, that's what the fee is for. But I understand, like, everything profit. I understand the business-wise. So many people were talking about cleaning fees, and then they were talking about deposits, actually booking it for the days. They were just listing a whole bunch of stuff. And I was like, sheesh. Because I know I've looked into, like, an Airbnb to do, like, a solo trip. But I put my solo trips on hold because I'm, like, it's not in me right now. Plus, I have a child. But, yes, some people complain about the fees. And it was a lot of comparing. I mean, I've been in Airbnbs twice. And, of course, I've split it with other people. And there were some nice Airbnbs. Like, to be honest, the way they decorated a lot of these Airbnbs, it definitely gave me inspiration. You know, kind of motivated me and stuff to, you know, change up the decor in my own space. But yes, the Airbnbs are nice, especially if you're with a big group of people. Many people say, like, oh, if you bring kids along, it's good to have an Airbnb, especially something like with a pool. Just, I guess, to make it more comfortable for everybody. And I could see that as well. But then people started to go into the downside of Airbnbs with how much they're charging for you to be there, and people constantly micromanaging, like, basically, like, the hosts, you know, constantly, like, in their faces or stuff. Or, you know, people were talking about cameras, and I was like, cameras? If a mofo got a camera, like, there's nothing, like, shoot, hope you like what you see, the fuck. But yes, people were talking about cameras, stuff missing, showing up to Airbnbs and it's false advertising and stuff being dirty, and, you know, host, like, charging them for stuff that they didn't. With everything, it's a whole lot of drama. In some cases, a hotel might be better because sometimes people don't want to mingle with the locals. You know, that's their personal preference. They don't want to mingle with the locals. They just want something to where, you know, something close, you know. And I haven't been in a hotel in a minute. I mean, I've been in more hotels than I've been in Airbnbs, but I haven't been in a hotel in a minute. And it's just something about a hotel, like, just a really, really nice hotel. It's just, I don't know, it's just something about it. And I mean, hotels got pools too. But if I were to travel, like, again, usually on my travel, like, I'm always staying with family. But I'm saying if I were to just go somewhere, like, I know, like, a lot of these water parks are about to open up, I would definitely do a hotel. Because I don't know how to work Airbnbs. And with Airbnbs, like, with all these people complaining, I know that a lot of Airbnbs are, like, putting restrictions and kind of being more strict with people that are trying to rent out these spaces and stuff. I know that many people are upset because people are, like, buying up all these houses to do Airbnbs, like, just to rent them out and stuff. And it's like, bro, like, stop taking all the damn houses. I'm trying to actually live there, my nigga. Like, you know, fuck your hotel. Fuck your mini hotel. But yes, people were complaining about people buying them up and whatnot. And as somebody that's probably not going to be into, like, real estate, I mean, shoot, save some houses for the rest of us. Fuck you talking about. But I can see, I mean, people even renting out their apartments. Like, their whole apartments, bro. And, I mean, shoot, you make that money, don't let it make you. Okay, so this is, like, a little short episode, but hey, can I get to your Bluetooth real quick? For my outside tune this week, it's going to be Gone Gone Thank You by Tyler, the Creator. This is very driving down to the beach or to picnic. It's you know, it's for my alternative people, my people that like a good vibe, put you in a nice mood. This song is basically two songs in one. I know it transitions into another song as well.
Yes, and plus Tyler the Creator, if you don't know Tyler the Creator's aesthetic, then where have you been?
But thank you for listening to the Country Caribbean Podcast. I have been your host, Lynn. You can check me out on Instagram at Country Caribbean, Facebook, The Country Caribbean Podcast, Twitter, where I be wildin' and where a lot of discussions go down, at @ALYNNB. And I will talk to you in the next episode.